League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm on Twitch. I'm back. All right. So you can, we got all the kinks worked out, although now I don't see Lance's camera.
Well, he's out of the studio. When he gets back in, I'll bring him up.
Okay. So one thing we haven't mentioned yet is J.J. McCarthy out for the season. And I know a lot of people don't care, but fantasy football is huge. Most people play fantasy football. What does this mean for Justin Jefferson? What does it mean for, is Sam Darnold going to be able to get him the ball? I mean, look at Garrett Wilson last year with no quarterback play. A great wide receiver. If he's got a quarterback that can get him the football. Now, Garrett Wilson, do you value Garrett Wilson this year more than you value Justin Jefferson?
Yes.
I have to.
For sure.
I mean, Sam Darnold throwing the football? Now, Sam has made some good throws in the preseason. But this is what you're going to war with, Minnesota?
No, I don't think it is. And you know what? I'm looking right now who their backup is now with J.J. McCarthy out. Because this would...
Well, it was a battle between him and Darnold.
Well, I know, but I mean the backup now to Darnold. It's Nick Mullins. He's okay. Jaren Hall's okay. And they drafted Jaren Hall. They probably won't be interested in making a trade. I was wondering if Davis Mills or Case Keenum might be of interest to Minnesota.
For a second?
Well, no.
Well,
just for a pick, but...
If you want to get Justin Jefferson some catches.
Well, no, I think they may rather stay with Sam Darnold. He still might win that. They might give you a sixth for Davis Mills. But I don't think they will. Nick Mullins has time in the NFL. Jaren Hall was a guy, like I said, they drafted from the fifth round. I don't think they'll trade much of anything. Maybe a Case Keenum. Maybe
we have an auction in regular drafts, 12 rounds. Is Justin Jefferson in the first round anymore?
Well, is he – okay, is he one of the fifth highest paid wide receivers? That's more like the question. And I still think – oh, no, because I don't think so. I don't think so because it will be – somebody is going to step out there like – somebody's got to get catches. Somebody's got to get catches, but do you really want to take a chance on Sam Darnold? I mean, because that's who it's going to be. It's either Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins. It's just a bunch of guys. So I don't know who, like, in fantasy football, Justin Jefferson, he's still going to get a lot of targets. So, but, John, DeAndre Hopkins had not great quarterbacking at times, and he still got a ton of catches.
Yeah, well, did he have Sam Darnold?
No, I mean, he had Matt Schaub was a lot better. I think he had Schaub for a while, but he had Savage. He had Tom Savage.
So, last year, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Puka Nacua, A.J. Brown. DJ Moore did not have great quarterback play. He had 8 touchdowns and 1,364 yards. But I think Justin Fields a little better than we're giving him credit for?
No. Couldn't pass.
Amari Cooper had 1,250 yards and 5 touchdowns. Those are not great fantasy stats. But he had, look at the quarterbacks. He had five different quarterbacks last year.
Well, Justin Jefferson last year, five touchdowns. Justin had a down year last year. Everyone talked about it. And why was it? Because Kirk Cousins was out. It's why is it going to be a whole lot better this year? No, I'd bail on Justin Jefferson. I mean, there's a right time to take him. He's going to have stats, but you're not taking him in the first round of a – I wouldn't take him in the first round of a fantasy draft. In a snake draft, I wouldn't take him in the first round.
Keenan Allen was better last year. Amari Cooper was better last year. Mike Evans was better last year.
Yeah, I'm not putting Keenan Allen.
Maybe. Metcalf was better last year. Olave was better. Pickens was better
but
last
also
year.
Remember.
What do you mean by better? Are you talking about?
Yards and touchdowns.
Didn't Justin miss time?
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
too?
Remember, he only played 10 games.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he had
1,000 yards in 10 games. 1,074 yards in 10 games.
Oh, that's pretty good. The five touchdowns are not great.
In, 10 games. I mean, he's never been a giant touchdown guy. His career high is 10.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Look at what Garrett Wilson had, 1,000 yards and 3 touchdowns with some of the worst quarterback play we've seen in a while. I mean, he had 1,000 yards. He did play in all 17 games, though.
Yeah, that's just like 56 a game.
Right.
It's not really that awesome for fantasy football.
No, but it's better than...
It's better than getting kicked in the face by a kung fu artist, but it's not great. I still wouldn't want to have paid the money or drafted in the location. Remember, you drafted him based on Aaron Rodgers being there. So he went high. It did not pay off for you at all.
In our leagues, Kelsey has gone in the first round the last, I think, 3 years. I don't believe he'll be the first tight end. Last year, Kelsey played 15 games. He had 984 yards and 5 touchdowns.
I think because
he comes on and is so clutch in the postseason, he didn't have a good year last year.
I'll bet you, no, not by fantasy standards at all. Not by his standards.
Not by his standards.
I'll bet you in most fantasy drafts he goes before Sam LaPorta. I assume Sam LaPorta is the only one that you could possibly.
I don't know. Kittle Kittle had over 1,000 yards last year and 6 touchdowns.
Wow. It was good for Kittle. Kittle's been off for a little while.
Yeah. Well, he played a full season. Well, 16 anyway. I think he might have rested to 17. You know who else is coming up strong as Njoku?
You keep talking about tight ends. Maybe Keenan Allen's trying to transition to tight end. He apparently is up to 230.
Is he really?
Yeah. Is he?
He's always been a bigger guy. He doesn't get a lot of separations. He's just going to be a big slot. They're just going to use him at big slot. You'll have DJ Moore outside. You'll have Roma. Although they had talked about using Roma Dunsey at slot, too, so I'm not sure exactly how they're going to work that. Because Keenan's not going to be able to. He's a phenomenal route runner, but he's going to have a hard time getting open at 230 pounds. How do you know that?
They have pictures, and accredited reporters are saying he is big. Bigger. There's side-by-side pictures of him as a Bear and as a Charger. He is bigger. I don't know if it's 230, but that's out there. You can look. Keenan Allen weight gain, and there are multiple people saying he's up to 230.
230. Well, I mean, like David Boston, remember, he got up to 230.
Well, this apparently is not the alleged steroid-induced 230.
Ooh,
this is the
merchant David Boston.
Was it alleged, or was it substantiated?
I'm trying to avoid any lawsuits because J.K. Rowling's catching it because she went after the Algerian boxer. Moroccan boxer.
Is she catching a lawsuit?
Yes.
Oh, is she really?
Yes, another person is too. 230, and it's not steroids 230. It's like deep dish pizza 230.
Wow, John. Travis Kelce. Holy crap. Here's what it looks like. Deep dish pizza 230.
Well, he's in Chicago. I know John doesn't think that's the right pizza.
There's two of them. There's tavern style and there's deep dish.
Yeah.
And John prefers tavern, and so does common people. The good people like tavern style.
The tourists will like go for the deep dish.
So, because somebody else from Chicago said, no, deep dish is true Chicago style. And I'm like, this must be where you're – somebody from Chicago who I know, a sports guy. And I'm like, nah, this must be where you live or something because that's not a good pizza. But Sam LaPorta is number one by a long shot.
Yeah.
At 24 in average draft position, he's 24th, first pick of the third round. Then comes Brock Bowers. No. Then comes Dalton Nope. Hold on a second. This is a little... Okay, so it's a snake draft. Then comes Trey McBride from Arizona, yep. who you brought yep. up. Then comes Dalton Kincaid from Buffalo. Then Brock Bowers. Then Kyle Pitts. Then Travis Kelce. Then Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
I mean, this is pretty staggering to see Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews fifth and sixth. Sixth and seventh in fantasy football.
Well, Laporta had 10 touchdowns last year, bro.
I know. And TJ Hawkinson is, I mean, George Kittle's 81. He's the 81st draft pick. He's back even further.
Hawkinson had 5. Kittle had 6 touchdowns last year.
Our boy Dalton Schultz doesn't go until in the 120s. So he's like a 10th round pick.
Wow.
That's a good, that's not a bad value for a number 2 tight end. The guy that's going to go off is going to be, I think, Dalton Kincaid. And Hawkinson just went way down after losing. Well, they were all going to be in trouble. Kyle Pitts should it up. Finally, now that he has Kirk Cousins, because Kirk knows how to get the ball to guys. Or Penix. Who knows?
Trey McBride is a name you need. Yeah, that's the guy. He's probably going to be the second guy drafted in your draft. Probably.
Right now, Justin Jefferson's still going as the number one wide receiver.
I can't do drafts.
It. It's
boom. Oh, you take – I would take Reek.
Well, okay, it's Justin Jefferson before the injury to Reek, a rookie CD, quarterback.
Reek, CeeDee, Amon-Ra, DJ Moore. I'm taking Steph Diggs. I'm taking Stephon Diggs ahead
of him. 700 – in 2 mock drafts, it went Justin Jefferson, then CD, then Jamar Chase, then Amon-Ra St. Brown, all first-rounders, then A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, and Marvin Harrison. 9 receivers in the first 24 picks. The first Houston Texan is, who do you got to guess?
It's Stephon Diggs.
Nope. It's Nico Collins.
Really?
46. Let me make sure I'm not missing Stephon somewhere. Jalen Waddle. Nope. It's Nico Collins, the 46th pick, said be in the 4th round. And then comes
he'll get taken. Well, here in our city, here in Houston, he'll be taken before that.
Then comes Tank Dell.
And then Stephon Diggs?
I'm trying to find Diggs.
No. Well, you're talking crazy.
No, yeah. And then Diggs, 84th.
No.
Tank Dell 60th. These are
not here. That won't be the case here.
What's it going to be here?
You know Texans fans, they want to grab a guy. And if he's sitting there in the 3rd round, 4th round, they're definitely grabbing Diggs.
Yeah, maybe so, but ahead of Tank? I mean, I personally would. I'm surprised Tank is that high.
And look, there was an article in the Chronicle today just about how Stephon Diggs has become CJ's favorite target.
Oh man, they had a great back shoulder yesterday. I saw one of the throws yesterday. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
I think he's really going to love the ball placement. I agree. Tank to me is going to be the number 3 of the wide receivers.
Yep. Although he's going to be explosive. He's going to have some.
Oh, he's going to have games that are going to be tremendous.
Yeah. Yep. Like Craig DeZerf has days where he sells cars.
He has days where he's tremendous. He has weeks. He has months when he's tremendous. I'll give you an example of what we're talking about. He's got a lot to work with, by the way. If your family needs a new vehicle, well, then Craig DeZerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they want to help out, especially if for carpooling or a teen driver. A Buick Encore GX is going to be a great pick for you guys. It's A lot of value. Right now, in a 2024 Buick Encore GX Preferred, you can get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months for well-qualified buyers or $3,000 purchase allowance for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees. All you have to do is go to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton and check that out for yourself. The Buick vehicles offer you style, offer you an incredible interior and a really sporty design, and there's a variety of different sizes waiting for you. Buick, exceptional by design.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
Hey, You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and Dell here with you at 713-780-3776. We got a bunch of people that want to get in, so let's go. Pena's first up. What do you say, Pena?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, John, I got a question for you, John. I got two questions, actually. Since you're in L.A., have you got your Via Placaso, or are you down with Tres Puntos? And how long till you get a new lowrider? Thank you. Have a great day.
Are you in East Los?
I'm not in East Los.
Do you have a Via Placaso?
I am in a Spanish neighborhood, Los Feliz.
Okay. Well, who do they rep? Tres Puntos, or do they rep Vatos Locos?
Locos.
Okay, VL. So you have
no. They don't rep. They rep A24. All the actors and actresses who get on A24 lots live in Los Feliz. It's all the
A24 is one of the up and come. I mean, yeah. Every time I see it, I know I'm about to see a pretty good show.
Yeah, or movie. So
A24. Yeah.
Yeah, the movie studio. That's the Los Feliz kids. Those are those actors.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's where John's living. Don't have placasas there.
No.
You're not VL.
Cholo.
No, carnal. You're not a carnal.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know nothing about
it. He's sitting there eating his same old bagel with cream cheese, puppet.
No. I'm
listen to me, El Gallo Negro.
I'm so East Los right now, you don't even know.
You sit there with your fancy white boy shoes and you try to live in Los Feliz. Mm-hmm. What is it called?
Los Feliz.
Yeah.
And it's no, Los Feliz, but they pronounce it. Everybody here mispronounces it Los Feliz.
Chale, we're not doing that.
No.
John's got an A24 on the back of his neck.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Florence Pugh.
I'm part of a gang. 24. Ah, 24.
It's not Ah, 24.
Who's next?
Okay, so Pena basically just wanted to see if you were clicked up yet, and he's not.
I'm not.
Who's next? Well, Candy. Next? Candy wants to talk to you.
Hi, Candy.
I don't know about this.
Hi, guys. This is Candy. I would like to know, is John a Dodgers fan now, and does he think the Astros are the only team that cheated because he lives in L.A. now? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, that's a fair question.
It is an interesting question.
So
are you a Joe Kelly guy now, or what's the story here?
Eric is feeding her.
Well, what? Well, answer the question.
Feeding her questions, and the answer is, I hate the Dodgers. I will always hate the Dodgers. They're my least favorite team, and the Yankees are right there with them. But the Dodgers are least favorite, and I will never like the Dodgers. And the Astros are heroic, okay? They did it. You know what? They took it all for the cause. They did all the suffering. They're in a way they're Jesus-like, okay? The Astros are. Because they took all the suffering for all the sins of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but they suffered for also their own sins.
Yeah.
They were sinners. Yeah,
that's different. That's the only way they're different than Jesus.
They were sinners.
Right.
John reps Pollo Loco. That's a chicken place.
There's a few different ones. Crazy chicken, crazy pollos here. There's all kinds of them.
I know. I love a good rotisserie chicken place.
Uh-huh.
So you're not a Dodger fan. Have you had any run-ins with Dodger fans at all? Like, are you out and about? Are you doing anything when you're there?
But I will say this. When I go to Buffalo Wild Wings a lot, and, you know, they put the Dodgers game up, and there's fans that are a little noisy about, you know, they're actually into the games, which is surprising for me, as opposed to what I would have thought, where everybody's just like, what does, dude?
So maybe you just have
the Dodgers won another game.
So maybe you're finding out you were just stereotyping?
No, I'm finding out, well, and there are some that are scary.
Have you seen people crapping all over the sidewalks and stuff like that yet?
No, but I've seen some really crazy people. Really crazy.
Well, yeah. You also saw that outside of our studio.
Outside of our studio. Just drop a deuce right there.
So you
haven't
seen all the stuff that you were thinking you were going to see in L.A.?
I have not. Well, I'm not really close to L.A. I don't go to L.A. I mean, I stay up here in my little Burbank area for.
What's it? What's it like? Is it like being in Pearland, or what's the equivalent?
Nothing like that. It is.
What's the equivalent of it? Is it like a Woodlands far away and.
Oh no no no! Not that far. No, probably Pearland far away. Mm-hmm. But it's. I mean, you just drive 10 minutes and you're in like the mountains. It's so beautiful. It's just. Not even 10 minutes. Right here, Griffith Park, the observatory, it's incredible. It's incredible, the views. I mean, there's nothing like this place as far as we went out up north past Glendale yesterday to play some golf, and it just is just gorgeous. Just it's unbelievable how they ruined it with everything else, but it's gorgeous.
Yeah. John's more likely to see some indie actors than he is to see poop on a street in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
He can go to if he went to coffee shops, he would see, hey, weren't you in that movie I saw on Hulu a couple years ago? Could you clean up the poop? Hey, get the poop out of here. He's not going to see that where he lives.
No. No, probably not. Probably not. No, you're right. I have seen a few. I've seen a couple of stars. I saw, like I told you guys, I saw Linda. Was it Caratini?
Cardellini.
Yeah. Cardellini.
Caratini is the catcher for the Astros.
Yeah.
I saw, same thing. I saw Andy Garcia.
See?
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't see anybody poop in the street.
I didn't think. I had a feeling that all the stereotype, John's about to see, this is going to be the worst thing he's ever. He's going to be a human toilet with turds flying around him. And I was like, no, he's not. I go to L.A. every year. It's nice. If you go where it's nice, it stays nice.
Just like nice. You go to places that are nice here.
Now, I will say, you know, there's a lot of strip mall type stuff and things like that. It's like Houston in that sense, only random palm trees all over the place.
Yeah.
But it's you know, I mean, you have your tattoo shops and smoke shops and just standard, like, but they have a lot of strip centers, strip malls and stuff like that. But it's nice really as long as you don't go down to Skid Row.
Yeah, John's not going to be mucking it up with those people.
Not those people.
He's not going to be around those people.
I'm mucking it up with John right now. Is John here?
He is.
All right. What's up, John?
Just a couple of quick fantasy hits. I heard you talking about Justin Jefferson and David Njoku earlier. They were talking about wide receivers that lost their QBs in the past. And they were comparing stats, and they basically called Justin Jefferson quarterback-proof because he had little or no drop-off. David Njoku, don't fall for it. He was terrible for 6.5 years. He racked up all his stats when Joe Flacco was QB. You can go back, and Joe Flacco was his safety blanket. And for some reason, Deshaun Watson just doesn't like him, doesn't look for him.
Deshaun Watson, that's some good intel, John. And Deshaun Watson, actually, if you think about it, I'm looking at David Njoku right now, and, I mean, he's right. David Njoku, although, yeah, I mean, he had his first touchdown on October 29th.
I picked up Njoku last year, and he helped me win my league.
Oh, yeah, well, he had 94, 104, 44, and 134 in his last four games.
Yeah.
No, he helped me in my dynasty league, but he was only good when Flacco was quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
He was not great.
Well, remember Deshaun? Thanks for the call, John. You remember Deshaun and tight ends were not always a great fit here in Houston.
Yeah, maybe Amari steps up that gets even bigger this year. Amari had he had the huge game. He only had five.
Well, Deshaun loves Amari Cooper, but
yeah, right.
Hey, Deshaun Watson is a quarterback. You have to look at him the same way now as you look at. I mean, he's below Kirk Cousins. I mean, maybe above Sam Darnold. I don't know. Deshaun is a passer in fantasy football. In football, Deshaun is a passer. Where is he? Is he above Russell Wilson?
We saw last year.
I don't feel
that.
Like it. And yeah. Russell Wilson's no great shakes.
Can we get the Tex-Mex, John? Not
can we?
Because someone wants you to keep your California out of their Texas.
Oh, yeah.
What?
They want you to keep your California out of our Texas.
Text message, John. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that your message?
I just have a statement.
Yes,
John,
go ahead.
If you could please keep your California out of my Texas, that's all I got to say.
Yeah. He just said it right there, John. Quit trying to ruin his Texas with all your California fancy.
I am literally the only person in America that's gone from Texas to California. So now just know this. California is already in your Texas.
A lot of California's here. They're living in Austin, our city.
And I'm a Texas through and through forever. Okay.
Texas
I'm
going to
be buried
John
in the H.
Reminds buried me so much of who's that guy that
we got a break.
Who is the guy? Not Rip. What's his name in Friday Night Lights? The running back who, not the quarterback who got paralyzed. Riggins, yeah. John is like a Chicago version of Riggins.
Texas forever.
I don't know what that means.
You said Texas forever.
You said Texas forever.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Friday Night Lights.
As soon as the quarterback got paralyzed, I was out.
Why? Because you played quarterback and JT was a quarterback? JT's not playing anymore. Watch it.
No, you also have Lila. You got Lila Garrity.
Minka Kelly. In her prime.
Way to go, Dale. Some misogynist might say in her prime.
Yeah, I know. I got a break. We got to talk right now about hoops. Forget all this other stuff, people. ProDunk.com, it's the best place to get your goal. You know what? We're lucky because we got Keith Tate in our city. Of course, Keith Tate is not only national, he's worldwide. He's sending ProDunk because ProDunk goals are the best goals in the world. Literally the world. Okay, somebody said, oh, yeah, at the box store you could get this goal. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Because, first of all, the installation of your ProDunk goal they're going to cement it in, right? It's going to be not move. You can hang on the rim all day long, and it won't break. You can raise and lower the goal so the kids can enjoy the goal so that they can actually have fun dunking, Dad, or actually making baskets because they're too short to make baskets. Everything about this goal is the best. And if you tell me that there's a better goal on the market, then I'm going to just say you lie. You lie. You live on a throne of lies. So here's the deal. ProDunk is the best. You'll love it. The kids will love it. They'll be outside playing. Mom will love it. Everybody's going to love the ProDunk goal. Dad, you want the kids to play outside as opposed to playing Xbox. ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN. 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You see Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick's making a comeback?
Where?
Chargers.
No.
Well, he wants to be, Harbaugh says he'd be a great coach.
Okay.
If that was ever the path he was to take, I think he would be tremendous.
And he had him in San Francisco, so he knows him.
Yeah, he knows him. He went through all that crap with him, right?
I mean, why not? Why not do that?
I mean,
if that's what you want for a career, why not? And you've got a willing participant in Jim Harbaugh, I'd go.
I just never understand anybody who'd want to work that hard.
Yeah, coaching's A lot of hard work.
A lot of hours.
It is, but, you know, there are other jobs that are a lot of hours, too, that are hard work that pay a lot less.
Yep, that's true. They're getting paid now. Who's on the line, Dell? Who wants to talk? Jim. Let's get Jim in here. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Congratulations. I guess they finished the statues. Hall of Fame or what?
Not yet. They're still working on our statues, yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk about, do you guys notice how small a bat Jake Myers uses? It looks like one of those bats you got when you were a kid, like a little novelty bat. Have y'all ever noticed that? I don't understand how you can cover the outside of the plate.
No. I never noticed his bat is that small. No, I have not noticed that.
Check it out when y'all are tomorrow. Another thing is Granato hit it. Hader has been money. He has been absolute money, and I think it's because he's getting that slider over or whatever the off-speed is. And, you know, hopefully we keep it going, and Tucker comes back this year, and hope to see – have a good October. That's it. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm with you. That sure would be nice if – hey, get Justin Verlander back in about 8 days. And you get Kyle Tucker back, although he doesn't look even like he's even close. The way he was running the other day in the outfield, holy crap. He doesn't look like he's even close. So that's a little scary. But it sure would be nice to bolster that lineup. To take Chaz out of the lineup would be, Chaz is bad right now, bro. And I can't believe it. I thought Chaz would be the center fielder after the 22 World Series. Man, and then Dusty doesn't even start him the first two games. Maybe Dusty knew something. Or maybe Dusty ruined him. But, okay, somebody tweeted out yesterday, said, I'm still so pissed. If Yiner Diaz had been the catcher all season long, the Astros would have won the World Series last year.
Yes.
Would Yiner have helped them win a home game last year?
Well, maybe.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Against the Rangers.
He didn't even play in the postseason. He didn't even play him. I mean, maybe. And look at how about the throw yesterday, throwing out the runner. I mean, who was behind? Caratini was behind the plate? Was he behind the plate the whole game? Yeah. The day before.
Caratini took over for Yiner late yesterday.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Yiner, that's what I thought. Yiner had a beautiful throw. Beautiful throw right on the shoulder and got him out. And that's a big play because, again, Brian Abreu got run on by Walls. If Walls isn't in motion on that ground ball, it's a double play. Then he steals third, and then he gets home on a ground ball to Altuve. Mm-hmm. It's a bang-bang play at the plate.
Well,
Brian Abreu got lit up.
No, he didn't. I mean, didn't even give up a hit. But, however, you know, the thing that really stands out for the Astros at this point of the season is how many games that they have been winning because they're creating runs by ground outs, contact runs. Like, that's something that you had almost none of at the beginning of the year, and they are hitting into contact and scoring runs that way almost every game. It seems like every three out of every four games, at least maybe three out of every five, they're scoring on non-base hits. And I think that's a very important part of their success is that they have enough – first of all, they have enough base runners now to score like that. And number two, it just shows that they're hitting to better contact this year than they were early in the season. And once again, it's without Kyle Tucker. We're sure he's coming back this year, right? I mean, if he doesn't, we're talking about a 6-month injury. Is that what you're looking at here? If he doesn't come back this year,
it's not like it would set a precedent. The guys have fouled the ball off their shins and missed the rest of the season.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Yeah,
it's happened.
No, it's happened.
And he doesn't look like.
We know
he's
it's going to happen. We know earlier this was never positioned as that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know. That's a tough question. That is a tough question. I'm not sure that Kyle Tucker comes back. Truth be told, he didn't look like it the other day when he was jogging in the outfield. That's for sure. Let's catch up on breaks right now. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts? I want to talk about Doc Linville right now. And Doc Linville is fantastic. Doc Linville is somebody who I just feel great about. I feel so much better about my hair than I did. And listen, it's still thin in the back. And you know what? It's hard to fill in all of it. But what he filled in and how much better it looks, it's like night and day from what my hair was. I love what he did for me. And you're going to love what he does for you. And here's the thing. Be preemptive. if you're 25, if you're 35, 45, do it now. As you're starting to ball, then this is the time to do it. Now, this is the time to fill it in, as opposed to when you're completely bald, that's an impossible project. Although, you know what? He's dealing with people that are totally bald. Do it now, though. If you're somebody that you got receding hairline or you see that bald spot starting to grow, now's the time to go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776. A lot of calls this morning. They want to get in here. A lot of interesting stuff. A lot of people excited. I'm going to be coming back to Texas.
And who's excited?
A lot of people. I've heard a lot of excitement. That's what I heard. Okay, it's a number one thing people are talking about.
You getting on a plane?
It seems like it's very exciting for a lot of people, though. Okay?
Okay. I mean, trust me, guys. It's not that big of a deal.
It kind of is. So I'll be in studio for the next couple, 3 weeks, and let's go. So who's next, Del? We got another caller? Jim. I thought we had a Jim already.
No, we are. Unless this is a different Jim. Yeah, I think it's a different
Jake. Jake is next. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's up, John?
What do you say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, so I have this theory. What if Kyle Tucker is just pulling the Kawhi Leonard? What if he knows he's done in Houston and he's just lingering this injury out for a longer period of time just to not play the rest of the year?
Well, he's got another year to go, so, I mean... I mean, I don't know. I can't believe that. I don't think that. And Kawhi was upset with the organization because they didn't diagnose it right, or he felt like they were not good doctors.
Kyle's trying to win, man. He's trying to win a championship.
Kyle Tucker is out there with the guys. He's trying to run. He's doing everything.
Yeah, his boys in Tampa. He made that trip to hang out with his boys, not the Astros.
No,
his childhood friends.
No, he doesn't care.
Well, maybe he and Lance McCullers had some party, some welcome back party or something they're going to. It doesn't matter. Kyle Tucker wants to be a champion, period. You can see it with the – I will say, of all the Astros players, the least emotional player I've ever seen, I think, ever in an Astros uniform, Kyle Tucker. Think about it. Is there anyone
– less emotional than Greinke?
Well, that was – he had a thing.
Well,
what are you doing?
What is that? That you're
He had stuff going on inside.
What is that? How you represent that?
Yeah, he just moved around.
What?
He had stuff going on in his head.
He had stuff. He had his own things going on. But Kyle Tucker, have you ever seen Kyle Tucker? What's the maddest you've seen Kyle Tucker? Do you remember when he got thrown out of a game? Has it ever happened? You remember slamming his bat down at all?
No, I do know that when he didn't get that 30th home run, he kind of his whole world folded in the postseason. I do remember that.
I do. Now he
ever
was
ever since they took away that 30th home run, he didn't seem like he was all that into baseball anymore. Kyle Tucker is definitely unemotional. Kyle Tucker, though, is trying to get back.
Kyle Tucker was ejected in 2023.
Was he?
Yeah, he was arguing a base runner interference call, and he was ejected in 2023.
See that?
So there you go.
He cares.
Yeah, he cares. I'm not even – there's no Kawhi Leonard stuff going on right here. But but seriously, whenever he struck out, like he just looked – he looked like a beaten person last year.
Last year in a postseason,
he looked like he had no chance. I'd never seen it like that.
He looked like a whipped dog.
Yeah.
He, He kept going back to the dugout like, man, that was that.
I kept waiting for him to break up some the bat rack or do something, throw sunflower seeds on the ground. I mean, honestly, smash a bat over his knee.
There was a question, would you rather have Maldonado at the plate or Kyle Tucker last year in the postseason?
No, there was no real question.
That was a question.
Well, yeah, it was a question, but it was not a viable question that was ever truly debated.
He was Maldonado bad. That's how bad he was.
Yeah, but zero people would have said Martin Maldonado.
Yeah, but guess what? No, never mind. No, you wouldn't have been better off with Maldonado at the plate ever. Ever. You got one more on there, Dell?
No, we're good.
We're good? All right, 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For those who missed it, by the way, not only did the Astros win and another back-to-back sweep as they're red hot, but the U.S. men's national team from a soccer standpoint, we've got the World Cup coming to Texas, coming to Houston. And so I don't know that the U.S. will be here, but the U.S. men's national team have a new manager. What is his name again, Dell?
Maurizio Pochettino. He's an Argentine.
Oh. He's an Argentinian who has managed PSG. And,
Chelsea, Tottenham.
Yeah.
Big clubs.
Some of the top clubs. So from a name standpoint, the U.S. should... And the U.S. fans should be happy. We'll see if it translates into better players playing for the U.S. because the ones they have right now are not good. Sorry, me and John have already said that.
You and John are...
And you kept saying, they're good enough.
They're good enough to... They're good enough not to lose to Panama.
Congrats. You can be Panama.
Guess what? The U.S. women, gold medalists, were losing in the second round of the World Cup and... Look at that. They hired a really good coach, and things turn around.
Yeah, but they have been winners, consistent winners before that.
They hadn't won an Olympic. They hadn't won a gold medal in Olympics since 2012.
Olympics or Schmimpics.
No,
All we care about is World Cups.
The difference is, with the Olympics, the difference between the men and women, they send their best. The country send their best for women's soccer in the Olympics, and they had not won since 2012. Yes, they have been better. But you know what? In the last cycle, they were not good, and it showed on the field, and they went and hired Emma Hayes from Chelsea as well, which is Pochettino's last stop. He was at Chelsea last season. So they dipped back into that to go get an accomplished coach, and things worked out. They're not going to win a World Cup.
Are we sending our best soccer players?
What do you mean? To where?
Well, I mean, if we had Jalen Waddle out there just running
down the... Oh, you
mean
best athletes?
Yeah.
That's what you mean?
Me and John are back on that.
Okay.
Just dump it in and let Jalen Waddle go chase.
Is Jalen Waddle... What is he, a left footer or a right footer? Does it matter? It kind of does.
We'll work on that. Oh, he's probably a right footer, as I'm assuming. Yeah, he's a winger. We're just going to let him run down and get it and just
do what?
Get inside the box and just teach him to pass to somebody.
Huh. Just do that, huh?
Huh.
That's how that works out?
He's going to need 4 to 5 months.
Put H-N, H-N, Jalen Waddle.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that?
Oh.
H-N. Tyreek Hill and Waddle.
So you just want to take the Miami's weapons and put them on the U.S. national team and see how it goes?
Oh, my gosh. We literally have clear runs to the goal. We're just going to have to teach them to kick.
So passing is going to be taught. That's kind of important.
Well,
catching.
The rules of the game, unless one of them is goalie, they don't have to learn.
Okay, so you can't
speed. No, with their feet.
Catching with their feet.
Stop it.
Yeah, you can't first touch. You can't teach speed, so everything's going to be through passes, and we're off to the races. Mm-hmm. Now, who are we sending for flag football? Are we going to send our very best flag football team?
Do you think some NFL team is going to let that happen?
No. I don't think we're sending NFL players, but are we going to send, like...
CD, Tyreek?
No.
Yeah.
Not for flag.
Not for flag football.
Why not?
However, because I'm sure there's some really good flag football teams. We have really good athletes. Like, I'm assuming we're going to be the best at flag football.
Well,
it would be a huge disappointment.
The only way we're going to be
the
best is if we have the dream team out there.
No, not really. But how many of these guys will be former college players who play flag football for our Olympic team?
Probably all of them will probably play college football at some point.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have been college football players, that aren't doing anything.
Or really good high school players who, for whatever reason, then transition to college. Look, yes, to answer your question, we should dominate flag football. It should not be in question.
Flag football?
Well, it's an Olympic sport next year.
2028.
I know. And it's mainly because it's here, and then it's
it'll go away.
Like, it'll go away. Like, we're going to destroy everybody.
Yeah, and whenever it goes to another country, the country it goes to next, like, we don't care about that.
Oh, so that's what it is? The country gets to decide?
I don't know if it's that, but no. I think it's something, hey, it's in L.A., it's in America. America loves themselves in football. Let's give them a bone.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it would have been pushed for in Paris.
No.
No one would care.
No, like if it, like I guess if it ever goes to Germany, I guess we'll have more shooting sports. Right?
I don't like where this is going.
But.
I don't like it.
Glad. Well, it was a good run for Wendy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad he just left it with shooting. The 2032 Summer Olympics are in
Australia. Glad it just stayed there.
Yeah, in Australia. So I don't think
Australia.
I don't know if flag football is making it to Australia.
We'll have kangaroo boxing.
Well,
people
I will
fighting
say,
kangaroos.
People fighting kangaroos is a hard.
They're not going to sanction that as a sport.
They're not going to sanction it, sweet. But it is a video. It is a
wrestling
rabbit
alligators.
Hole. It's a rabbit hole. You
or
can't
Crocs,
get out
whatever,
of.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, Crocs. Yeah,
fighting off giant spiders.
Yeah, that's a thing there too.
Yep.
Survival. Yeah. Let's put them out in the bush. And see who can survive.
I'm trying to find flag football championship teams to see who some of the players were on there, but I'm having a hard time. Apparently not enough people care to even make a website.
Well, how are they going to do it? Are they going to have a competition where the best club team, or are they going to just try out and you're a great player, you're on the team, you're a great player.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the way.
Well, you've got 4 years to figure it out. What you don't have time for is if you have a plumbing issue. Where would you go?
You would go to Aqueduct Plumbing. You would call 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238 because that's where you will find Billy Brown and his people who are the best. The best. And this is – listen, I don't know the plumbing game. I know it doesn't have a great reputation, but I do know this. When Billy Brown and his people – when his people come to your home, then you know you can trust them. You know that they're going to come there and they're going to give you an honest evaluation. They'll give you a price, and then you know what? You can shop it. See somebody else if they can give you a better price. Here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to get out of any kind of plumbing problem or some preemptive strike slants.
It's what they got to do. And sometimes you just need to go out there and have your hydrostatic testing done on your pipes to make sure that there are no leaks. You may sit there, you're like me, and you say, man, I could swear the water's lower in the toilet than it was before, and you may, you know, believe that you have a leak under your foundation. If that's the case, you better get it looked at preemptively, because if it is, it will cause a lot of damage, a lot of erosion of the soil underneath. I've had these issues under my home because I didn't get it checked out soon enough. Don't make the same mistake. Get that hydrostatic testing done with my friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They will give you the peace of mind or the heads up, whatever it is that you need. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
13 years ago, Veritex Community Bank opened its doors with the intention to serve others and grow the community. Over 40,000 customers choose the bank with truth in its name. Wouldn't you like to experience truth in Texas banking? Join Team Veritex today. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, Joel Blank for Allstate Windows and Siding. I changed the windows at my house, and I'm glad I went to Allstate Windows and Siding. First of all, the overall curb appeal and the overall look of my house was upgraded by a bunch. Secondly, I saved big time money on my energy bills. Third, and most importantly, I went to the experts that have been doing this for over 40 years. They are absolutely fantastic. Go to Allstate Windows and Siding right now or call them. 832-204-1936. 30% off windows, free estimates available. Best in the business, Allstate Siding and Windows.com.
Go back to school with a fresh precision haircut from Rooster's Men's Grooming Center. Locations in West U, Cinco Ranch, and Tanglewood. Book an appointment online today at roostersmgc.com. Roosters, more than a barbershop.
This is ESPN 97.5, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadda Jewelers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big.